Representatives from the Florida State Emergency Response Team conducted a meeting Tuesday morning for public assistance applicants. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports CERT and FEMA reps outlined the available assistance and the eligibility standards.
Good morning. My name is Steve Hutt. I'm the State Public Assistance Officer for the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Bureau of Recovery.
Hyatt spoke at the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center. There to listen were people representing the local governments and various nonprofits that took hits in last month's storms and flooding.
What we're going to be talking about today is basically the FEMA Public Assistance Program, some of the sequence of events that got you here today and going forward. Some important timelines to remember, how to submit a request for public assistance.
Other topics covered were submissions of project paperwork, available funding options, and the Sandy Recovery Improvement Act passed by Congress last year, which is aimed at providing more speed and flexibility in providing reimbursements.
We've already had our disaster events. We've done our damage assessments. The governor has requested a disaster declaration. It was granted. Now we're here today at our applicant briefing.
Federal public assistance was granted last week for Escambia, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Walden counties. It will aid their local governments in rebuilding storm-damaged infrastructure. The next steps are submitting the public assistance requests and the kickoff meetings between FEMA reps and individual applicants.
Your projects are formulated, they're reviewed, they are obligated, the funding is provided to the grantee, which is the Florida Division of Emergency Management, and we pass that funding down to you, the subgrantee. And then eventually you will go through a closeout process, which is essentially an audit of the work that was done and ensuring that everything was followed properly.
Hyatt also talked eligibility. Applicants must be a state, local, or tribal government or a private nonprofit. The latter are divided into critical and non-critical nonprofits.
If you are critical, that means you're essentially doing life-saving measures, water, sewer, power, fire departments, also schools. If you believe you fall within that critical classification, then you are eligible for all areas of the FEMA Public Assistance Program.
Non-critical PNPs, homeless shelters, food distribution centers, zoos, and museums, to name a few, must apply to the Small Business Administration to seek reimbursement for permanent repairs.
There were a couple of questions that I had that they did answer. More importantly, this kicks off the process by which public entities can request FEMA assistance. So this is the first step, so I'm glad it's taken place.
Amy Lavoie is Escambia County's financial director. Besides storm damage, they're also seeking help in connection with last month's explosion at the county jail's central booking facility.
During a disaster, you got to do what you got to do. So it does bring into light some financial strategies that we'll want to employ probably with the jail project and any other large project that we have. But in a disaster, you have to do it one way or the other.
After the 90-minute briefing, CERT Steve Hyatt said their hope is that the attendees now have a better understanding of the program and how to navigate through it.
And that it can be a complex program, but just so that they are aware that, you know, the state and FEMA are there to provide assistance in terms of deciphering this program and providing as much reimbursement as we possibly can.
Next up, processing the applications beginning this week and going until the June 12th deadline. However, there's no indication when the money will begin flowing into the banks. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.